Welcome to the Williams Meekin YB Hurton phone conference line.
You might share that with everybody about the Healthy Child website and the information there, because there's a lot of people who would love to be able to go on that and search that out.
Okay.
But anyway, I heard somebody else beep in.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Steve?
Yes, it is.
Hi. We don't hear your voice too often.
Always got too much going on this time of morning.
Yeah. You know what, Donna? You and I thought of this yesterday as I was making your bean salad, that both of us need to email that to Steve, so that he can post it on his website, so that the people who call in and all they do is listen and they're not on Ruth's email, they could pick it up from his website.
Okay, I need to type it up. Did you like the way the salad turned out?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I was going to share that with everybody this morning.
And it's so easy, that's why I like it.
Yeah.
Well, I love the onions and the garlic and the celery in it. I love garlic.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when I make my homemade vegetable soup, I use 2 whole heads of garlic in it.
Do ya?
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of garlic. How do you go about, you sit there and peel them all, or do you have a fast way to do it?
No, I peel them all. Oh, I bought this little thing and put the garlic clove in one time, and you can roll it around, and it's supposed to take the peeling off, but it's just easier to do it by myself, you know, individually.
Well, I take the lazy man's way out, and I buy that minced, you know, it's a fresh garlic mince.
Oh, yeah.
I get that at Costco, and, you know, I've got so much to take care of that I find little shortcuts, and I hope that's not a bad one.
Well, the only reason I never buy it that way, I don't use it enough.
Oh.
The other thing is, years ago they had a thing from that, someone did.
Well, let's see, we still have another minute. I was going to say, let's get started, but I guess we have a little bit of time yet. We heard somebody else beep in. Who has come on?
That was just me on the cell phone.
Oh, okay. We're glad you're on the cell phone. Monty?
Yes?
I was thinking about you a lot yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Well, you were talking about how probably one of the main things you don't accomplish is the walking. Are there reasons for it?
Well, yeah, I've had surgery on my big toe.
Oh, well, that would answer it. Yeah, how long ago did you have surgery?
About 3 weeks ago, I think.
Are you doing okay now?
Yeah, but I just can't, but I move around the house as much as I can, but I like to get out and walk in the outside.
Sure.
Outdoors and get some
fresh air.
See things there and move around. And
yeah. Well, where we're at, I'm very grateful that I can walk in my home, because I'll tell you, we live on the side of I call it a hill. I know people back east would call it a mountain. But no offense, Donna. But I either go up or I go down. There's no just walking. But I enjoy that. And when it's springtime, I love to go, because when I walk up the hill, I'm going deeper into the forest, and I get to look at all the wildflowers, and at times I have grandchildren with me, and we get to discuss what the name of the flower is and all the, you know, it's just interesting. And we've watched little chipmunks and their little scurrying around, and the blue jays and whatever. And, yeah, I love walking in this environment as long as there's not a lot of snow and mud, ice.
One of the things I know about walking is when I used to get out and really get to walking before, that I would walk pretty much on a level plane. And then all of a sudden one day I read that it's nice to walk on an incline every once in a while. So I went out and I started to walk on this, found this hill that had a slight incline to it. Well, it was a good incline, I should say, I guess. And man, I thought I was in shape until I started walking up that incline. And the different muscles that I used in my body walking up a hill rather than just walking on a flat, boy, that next day I had muscles in the back of my legs and even in my back that were that I had used other than just walking on a plane. So that's when I used to walk on hills and walk level and just do that, just to utilize other muscles within my body, just walking.
Yeah. Well, you know what is shocking to me, and I was thinking about this yesterday also while I was walking, is that when we were all on the lifestyle call, the original, I had gotten in and started walking and using my cardio strides, and I wore cardio strides all day long, and I walked in them, and you know, and it was no big deal, and I'm sure that my body became so adjusted to it that probably, I don't know, you know, they say that you need to then up your exercising or movement to another level. But anyway, after having that pacemaker put in, and that's been how many years ago? I lose track of time. I believe that was in 06, 07, somewhere in there. Man, I don't remember. But anyway, I could not put on my cardio strides. And I just left them off because it would just be more than I could handle. Well, even now, even though I'm walking now, my first walk that I do around the house, I do it barefoot, and I do it on purpose because I think that's giving my feet more exercise. But then my second walk, I do it with the cardio strides, and oh my goodness, Monty, I even now find it, I just didn't realize how downhill I had gone in my endurance, and boy, it's kind of, it really bothers me to know that I let that much time go by and not keep my body in shape. So I'm becoming more and more aware of doing these good things for the body.
Yep. Okay.
Well, it's 4 minutes after the hour. I do believe that we ought to start this call. According to the WebEx, there's Donna and myself on. I know Monty is here with us, and Steve. But I want to welcome all of you who are listening in. And those who can respond, I would love for you to tell me first, did you try out either one of those recipes that Donna and I shared with you? I tried Donna's recipe out last night, and I was a little nervous because I've got some picky eaters in my house. I have some grandchildren that just, you know, they know how to say no to things. And anyway, so I served the bean salad last night, and nobody really wanted it, but I insisted that they take a little bit. Well, that little bit turned into three helpings for both of my grandsons. One is 10, and one is 2.5. And I thought that was rather amazing. And my little granddaughters, the one she ate, both of them, I think, had seconds. So I want to tell you, Donna, that that bean salad was very successful. And
oh, I'm glad.
He enjoyed it, and I made way, way, way too much, but you said that it would taste good after it sits around. So it is stored in my refrigerator, and so we will have bean salad here a little bit each day. So I want to thank you for that recipe. And I want to know, do any of the others who are listening in, do you have some recipes to share with us? Because we really feel like the recipes are going to be what helps us to be excited about this program we're on when we have interesting things to eat. So, do any of you have any recipes to share? I was afraid that you'd all be quiet at this point. Anyway, we'd like to encourage you to email them to us, or if you do email some recipes to Donna or I, we'll send them on to Ruth, and then she'll be able to send them out to everybody that's on the call. And we're going to also email our recipes to Steve so that he can post it on his site so that anyone who just listens in, they can have access to those recipes. And I want to put a great big star by Donna's bean recipe. Anyway, as we go on into our discussion, we've talked a number of times about how we can measure our success at achieving a healthy body, and we talked about our weight is one way, and measuring our body dimensions and our blood pressure and many others. Well, there's another one that I ran onto, and it's HDL and LDL. Now, a lot of you are going to know what that means. For me, it took some really good education. The LDL is your bad cholesterol, and this is the stuff that can gunk up your blood and clog your arteries. And the good HDL, it acts like a housekeeper for your blood, and it will mop up the excess LDL, and it'll toss it into the trash. That's your liver for disposal. Now, HDL also decreases inflammation. Now, isn't that amazing? We're all talking about how to get control of the inflammation in our bodies. And this is another big one, and I'm very interested in this. Your HDL will protect you against Alzheimer's. So it's important that we understand LDL and HDL. And by the way, because it dumps it into our liver, the HDL will dump the inflammation in our liver, be sure that you're using the Neekin liver support. Now, how can you get more HDL? That's the good stuff. And there's 8 strategies that I ran on to, and I want to share them with you. The first thing is that you do a 30-minute walk each day. And I thought, wow, I am so glad that that's what I'm doing now. I break it up into 15-minute increments, but I walk 40 minutes each day, and I'm hoping to start increasing that. Anyway, if you walk 30 minutes each day, you will increase your HDL by 9%. Now, can you imagine if you add the Neekin cardio strides, what that would do to your walking regimen? And I got to tell you something else that I do when I'm walking. You guys may chuckle at this, but, you know, I'm just vain enough not to want to have a saggy chin. And so when I'm walking, I do chin exercises. And I don't know if you guys have ever done that, but it's where you tip your head back and you stick your chin way out in front of you, and you tighten up those muscles underneath your chin, and you hold it there for 10 seconds. And you should repeat that 10 times each day. Well, I don't enjoy exercising, sad to say, but I do it because I know that it's good for my body, and so I throw in these chin exercises, and you should hear how my grandkids laugh when they see their grandma doing those chin exercises. Anyway, the second strategy of the eight is you lose weight. You will bump your HDL up by 1 point for every 6.6 pounds you drop. Now, can you imagine that? What good things you're doing. Now, if you're trying to lose weight, this is where I think the Nikan Body Balance is absolutely incredible in how it helps us to achieve that. You know, I now use Body Balance every breakfast with all the green things that I throw into it and fruits and vegetables. But then I also use Body Balance at lunchtime, and I used to never do that. But, you know, if you want to lose that weight and bump up that HDL, that's one of the things that can help you. And then the third one is boost your vitamin B. Well, guess what? Nikan's men and women's supplement is very high in vitamin B. Now, I thought that was really interesting that all these things that can increase your HDL, we have access to those wonderful supports to our body. Number four, it says increase your omega-3. And you do this by eating cold water fish, and that would be like salmon and trout. We just had salmon last night with that bean salad. And boy, I tell you, my grandkids love salmon. Anyway, and then number five is stop smoking. That will increase your HDL by 4 points. And then number six is drink alcohol in moderation, it says. But, you know, maybe you don't drink it at all, and that's even better. And then number seven is eat less sugar. And, of course, we've learned on this call that we should eliminate sugar. Sugar is an ugly, it gives assistance to inflammation, and we just don't want that in our diet. And number eight is skip bad fat. You fill your menu with almonds and avocados and olives, olive oil that's, you know, your virgin olive oil, and all of those good oils. That's what we want. But you want to skip the bad fats. All of these strategies that I just presented to you, eight of them, have the ability to help you to keep looking younger. And I don't know about you, but that's sure something I want. Another way that I've been able to help hold the aging at bay is with Nikan magnets. And I've got to tell you why I am so impressed with that. Amongst many, many experiences I've had with the magnets, there's one that years ago, when we were still living in our River Road home, so that had to be 35 plus years ago, I was up on a chair reaching high onto another shelf, and the chair slipped and went one way, and I went the other, and I really injured my knee. And when I went into the doctor and he did all the examination, he said, well, it was your left knee that you injured, but it's your right knee that's really the worst of your knees. So anyway, he told me that I would be looking at knee replacement down the road. And I, at that time, they gave me some orthoscopic surgery and so on. Anyway, do you know that my sister, that's just 2 years older than I, she now has bone on bone with her knees. I have two brothers who've had knee replacements. I think it's a genetic thing in our family. Here I am, I'm 73, I've not had a knee replacement, I do not have bone on bone. In fact, my knees occasionally, very occasionally, they might hurt me. When they do, I put magnets on, and voila, I am young again. So, and then I want to tell you one other thing that will contribute to you looking young and feeling young, and that's your attitude. I ran onto a little gal in Ellensburg, that's a town not far from us, and she owns the our favorite restaurant. And when she was 8 years old, she had a huge confrontation with her parents. And I won't go into the details, but she ran away from home. And she lived in Tijuana, and she came across the border. And this 8-year-old literally took care of herself. She stayed, slept nights in public restrooms. And I don't know how she got food, but anyway, at 10 years of age, she was pregnant and gave birth to a child. And since then, she has given birth to 4 more children. She is now 37, I believe, and her son is almost as old as she is. There's only 10 years between them. And, excuse me, but what so impressed me about her is her attitude. With all these difficult things that she's experienced in her life, her attitude is so unique. She teaches her children good concepts of how to live their lives. And, you know, I want to tell all of you that are listening in, it doesn't matter what happens to you in your life. What matters is how do you react to it and how do you handle it. These parents that she had this huge conflict with, she is, because she came to the United States and makes good money, she bought them a very comfortable, lovely home in Mexico. She is going to go back to Mexico this August, which I'm crying about, and she's going to go back and live there, despite what her parents did. So anyway, those are things for you to think about. Attitude is really a big thing. Here are 5 foods for a good night's sleep, and I'm going to go through this really fast because I've taken way too long. Almonds, and there's reasons, because it contains muscle-relaxing magnesium. Bananas contains serotonin and magnesium and melatonin. Skim milk contains calcium, which helps the brain to use the something I can't pronounce. Oatmeal, and oats are rich in melatonin. And whole wheat bread dotted with banana slices. And that releases insulin, which helps this stuff to get to the brain, which I can't pronounce.
Tryptophan.
What?
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan. Thank you, Donna. Okay. But now, I have deep reservations about these last 3, but I'm just telling you that that's what this article said. The skim milk, I find another alternative to that. And maybe the oatmeal isn't too bad if you know that it's organic. But, of course, the whole wheat bread I am not for. Until now, maybe Kuhn. Maybe Kuhn will come up with a way that I can have whole wheat bread again. But anyway, those are the things that I found out that can help induce really good sleep. And Donna has some great suggestions for you, so listen to this.
Okay, before I start, though, did you know you were talking about the 30-minute walk? You don't have to do 30 minutes at one time. You can do like 3 bursts of walking, 10 minutes 3 times a day, and it's just as effective.
That's right. That's right. It's important for us to understand that it doesn't have to be all in one fell swoop.
And when you're talking about B12, I take a sublingual B12, and the type I take is called methyl, I can't pronounce it, I'll spell it, methylcobalamin, and this is the most effective type to take, and as we age, we need more of B12, and it's my understanding you cannot overdose on B12. And Karen was talking about eat less sugar. I never realized this either until maybe a year or so ago. When you eat sugar, it turns to fat in your body.
Yep.
The other thing I wanted to add was a follow-up from when I was talking about the antibacterial product that contains, I think the way you pronounce it is triclosan, T-R-I-C-L-O-S-A-N. Well, the other day after the call, I got online and I looked at, just want to share this with you, I went to healthychildhealthyworld.org and I looked up this word. I put it in the search and I never realized, but the triclosan, that's actually a pesticide. Now, the antibacterial sanitizers that you see in the stores and doctor's offices and are in products or are in toys, you know, plastic toys for children, that all contains it. But if you go to this website, www.healthychildhealthyworld.org, there's a lot of information there. And they have this thing going on now. If you pledge to host a healthy child party for National Healthy Child Party Week, you donate $25, and they'll send you $300 worth of natural product samples. And you could probably hook this up with Nikan. You could probably do this Healthy Child, Healthy World party and then display your Nikan products, but talk about all the pesticides and things. And the mission of Healthy Child, Healthy World is they're igniting a movement that inspires parents to protect young children from harmful chemicals. But we need to protect ourselves as well from harmful chemicals. Okay, now I'm going to talk about sleep. A couple of years ago, I could not get to sleep. I have a really nice Nikan sleep system. You know, I have everything to help me go to sleep. So I would lay awake at night. And finally, I told my doctor about this, and he told me to go buy some 5-HTP, which is tryptophan. So I bought it, and I took it, and then I was able to sleep. And I don't take this all the time now, just every now and then. But the thing about tryptophan, you know, like on Thanksgiving Day, you eat the great turkey, and then you're so tired, you want to take a nap. Well, turkey contains tryptophan.
Naturally.
Right. And, but the thing is, if you take prescription medications for sleeping, or if you take over-the-counter sleeping products, you do not combine this with 5-HTP. The type I use the Carlson 5-HTP, and this supports healthy functioning of the blood vessels, in the head. A healthy vascular network may help hypersensitivity to light, noise, and smells. By supporting serotonin production, 5-HTP may promote sustained comfort and a healthy mood. 5-HTP can help the body maintain healthy serotonin levels, and studies have shown that a healthy serotonin level can reduce carbohydrate cravings that can lead to being overweight. 5-HTP may smooth the periodic mood fluctuations and provide a sense of well-being and a feeling that the clouds have lifted. Having enough serotonin can also help relieve occasional sleeplessness. And you also do not take, if you're taking 5-HTP, you should not take this if you're pregnant, lactating, or taking prescriptions for antidepressants. And you should always consult with your doctor if you are taking prescription medications. And what I always do is, if I have something going on with my body, I go to the doctor, I find out what's going on, and he'll say, okay, you can take this prescription. However, sometimes I do, usually I won't. I'll come home and figure out what to use, my Nikan products or something that's natural. And I do this because I just don't want all the prescription medications because I have allergies to many of them. And the Nikan products that I also use to help me sleep, to get to sleep, you may not believe this, but if you put the PowerMag beside you, for some reason it just makes me very calm and relaxes me, and I just fall off to sleep. And I think that's about it for me.
Very good. Well, we've given you a lot of information. Do any of you have questions or any comment that would help with the things that we've been discussing?
Donna?
Uh-huh.
Is there any way that I can ask you to talk up just a little bit louder?
Okay.
that when I do the recordings, I have to boost your responses tremendously.
Okay.
And I have a really hard time hearing you when you're on the call. I do admit I have a lot of background noise where I'm at, but I have a really hard time hearing you. So not criticism, just a
It may be my portable phone. I probably should use my landline phone. I'll do that next time. I meant to do that this morning.
Yeah, well, you know, now I'm hearing you better, but it just seems like you're not talking to the mic or something.
Oh, okay. I'll work on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Also, thanks. Donna, that thing that you, is it 5-H-T-P?
It's 5. It's the letter 5.
Yes.
And then it's H-T-P.
You mean the number 5?
The number 5.
Right.
Yeah. H-T-P.
Thank you.
And the other thing is, you may not want to drive when you take it. I find, though, this is going to sound, I don't know, when I go to family gatherings, my sisters, we all, I don't know, people can get hyper. So what I do, I always take a 5-HTP if I know I'm going to be around my sisters, because it keeps me calm.
There's one advantage.
Well, anyway, are there any other questions? And I hope that you would speak up, whether you're on the WebEx or whether you're just on the call. We need your input. So speak up if you have a question or a comment.
Oh, Karen, I forgot to add something. They also say you should not exercise before you go to bed because that revs you up.
Ah, how about that? Well, okay. Now, I'm assuming that there aren't any other comments. I want to make one more comment before we sign off here. Have any of you invited a friend or a family person onto any of these calls, or onto these calls, I should say? We really are trying to make a push to expand this information. We have wonderful information for them. And quite frankly, I'm very grateful that Ruth started me down this path of discovering how to be healthy. Years ago, she did this, well over 30 years ago. And right at first, I didn't appreciate what she was saying. But now, I'm telling you, it's incredible the things that she has helped me to understand. Now, I think it's important for all of us to go out and be a Ruth Williams, okay? And Monty just put up here talking about choices. We all have a choice to change our bodies, and we also have a choice to share this information with other people, because there's probably someone you know that's really struggling. And you could be the Ruth Williams in their life. I shall never be able to thank Ruth enough for what she has done for me personally. Now, another thing I want to encourage all of you is to be sure to collect and share some really good recipes with all of us. We need those recipes to help us find how much enjoyment there is in making good choices with our health and with the food we take in. So, now, are there any other comments or questions or anything that you have? And by the way, there's some of you out there that are really shy. Donna was one of these shy people. And look how she speaks up now. And we're not expecting you all to talk as much as Donna, but we would sure love for you to ask us questions or to make a comment that would help the rest of us. Any of you in that category? Well, we want to thank all of you for being on the call. We hope that you got some information that's going to help you to be making good choices for the rest of your future. And have a great day and have a great attitude. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Karen.
Good call, Karen and Donna. Appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. You all have a great day. Bye-bye.